KQED News, I'm Vanessa Rancagno. Stanford is now one of the latest university campuses where student activists are camping out to protest Israel's war in Gaza. A group of pro-Palestinian activists set up an encampment on the campus yesterday afternoon. KQED's Azul Dahlstrom-Ekman was there.
The protest on the Stanford campus comes as students at universities across California, like USC, Cal Poly Humboldt, and UC Berkeley, launched similar actions this week, calling on their schools to divest from companies tied to Israel. Youngsoo Kim is a Stanford student and one of the organizers of the Stanford protest.
I feel like I am also continuing a legacy of sorts, right, of student involvement in mass movements, where all sectors of society are involved because they know that things like this just cannot continue. Injustice like this can't continue.
In a statement to KQED, a spokesperson for the university said Stanford's endowment has no direct holdings in Israeli-owned companies, but that in 2015, the board declined a proposal to divest from certain other companies that do business in Israel. Students plan to hold a, quote, People's University at the encampment at least through today. On the Stanford campus, I'm Azul Dahlstrom-Ekman, KQED News.
Coming up at 6:20, we'll talk with a Daily Cal reporter about the scene at UC Berkeley, where pro-Palestinian activists have been camping out for much of the week. BART's board of directors paused during its regular meeting Thursday for personal reflections on two major Bay Area figures. KQED's Dan Brecke reports.
The Reverend Cecil Williams of San Francisco's Glide Memorial Church and former state superintendent of public instruction Delaine Easton both passed away this week.
For many folks, Reverend Cecil Williams was a giant.
BART board member Latifah Simon observed that Williams' tireless social service work at Glide improved the lives of thousands. One of those lives was her father's.
My dad was a client of Glide and left addiction because of Glide services. Glide housed my dad, and he died with dignity because of Cecil Williams' work.
Simon also remembered Easton, who was a professor at Mills College when she was a student there.
She had a lot more life to live, but in the life that she's lived, she ensured that so many folks who were unrepresented fought their ways to tables where decisions were made.
Fellow board member Rebecca Saltzman said Easton was a crucial mentor for her and for many other women who now hold office in California.
It was just amazing that there was this high-profile elected official who was just willing to spend so much of her time with women she had never met who just were interested in taking on leadership.
The Reverend Williams passed at the age of 94. Easton was 76. I'm Dan Brecke, KQED News.
The San Francisco 49ers made a surprise pick in last night's NFL draft.
With the 31st pick in the 2024 NFL draft, the San Francisco 49ers select Ricky Pearsall, wide receiver, Florida.
Because Pearsall is a wide receiver, it's amping up speculation that the Niners may be about to trade one of the star wide receivers they already have, Brandon Ayuk or Debo Samuel. I'm Vanessa Rancagno, KQED News.